Welcome to the initial episode of All the Responsibility, None of the Authority, on how to be an effective product manager. I'm Nils Davis. Not only have I been a product manager for a long time, but for 7 years I ran a product for product managers. My big goal in life is to help product managers make better products. This is both because I love it, and also because I personally benefit when there are better products out there. There are a lot of topics we'll cover over the course of this podcast, but some of the really big ones are how product management is a critical business process with a potentially very high ROI. Now, this is kind of obvious that this is the case. I mean, the products that we create as product managers are the things that we sell to make the business successful. But I don't think there's been much work done around putting real numbers around what is the value of good product management. How much is it worth to improve the effectiveness of your product management? So those are some things I really want to explore. Along with that, I think there are several ways that product management is really different from other business processes. It's more complex. There's lots more emergent stuff that happens in product management. And there's a lot less certainty. Now, you can think about sales as being uncertain. But if you have a good product in the market and you practice your sales process effectively, you're going to have sales. That's just going to happen. But getting that good product into market, the domain of the product manager, there's a lot of uncertainty there, whether you can even find a market problem that you can solve. Another big aspect of product management is how we work and collaborate with other organizations in the company. Our closest relationship is obviously with the developers, particularly if we're a software company. We have relationships with sales and marketing, and of course relationships with the executives in the organization, not to mention outsiders like analysts and, of course, customers. And those are all collaborations that we need to improve on if we want to make better products. Another big topic for me is about product management is the last business process to be automated. I mean, we've seen accounting automated. Accounting was, first of all, there was a system of record created 500 years ago, and then it was automated, one of the first things that was automated by computers in the 60s, and then we've had ERP, we've had CRM. We don't really have an equivalent for the product management domain yet. There are some tools that address part of it, and we make use of some other tools like bug tracking systems. Lots of product managers work with Jira as their system of record. I think there's a lot of value for a system of record that's really focused on what product managers do, which is not just write features. This is a top-of-mind topic for me right now, since I'm doing a workshop on putting together a product management system of record in the simplest possible way. And generally, I think there's a lot of opportunity for product management tools to help us be more effective. And of course, because we're such an important business process, if we're more effective, then our business is more effective. Another important topic that I've been working on a lot is a truly meaningful framework about the activities of product management. This essentially has three big parts. The fact that we should be focused on market problems and their solutions is the primary story there. Not on products per se, but on products that solve problems for customers, products that the customers will pay for to solve those problems. There's a specific set of activities that a product management organization or an individual product manager should do and that you can get better at, and they will make you be a better product manager. And there's also a set of skills and talents that you should hone to help you be more effective as a product manager as well. There's lots of pleasures and pains in being a product manager. I'm going to share those, and I'm also going to be asking other product managers to join me for short interviews about the things that they love and hate about product management, the things they'd like to see change, the things they'd like to see more of. So I invite you along on this journey to explore the profession of product management, the best job if you're like me, and the most important business activity no matter who you are. And thanks for joining me on this initial episode of All the Responsibility, None of the Authority. Please see the show notes at nilsdavis.com/podcast for more information and any links. Until next time, this is Nils Davis. You can follow me on Twitter at Nilsie, N-I-L-S-I-E, and you can read my essays about product management at nilsdavis.com.